One of the attendees was Bill Hamlin. He is also the president and co-founder of Bayshore Patriots and commander of the American Legion Post 5 in Tampa. He came
To honor America and honor our veterans and first responders. I'm a New Yorker. I knew a lot of people died that day. It was not only an assault on New York, but it was an assault on the whole country. And like I say, I am a New Yorker, but I'm an American.
Pat Schenck wants to honor the fallen heroes and to promote Veterans Park.
And the renovations that will be going on, and the table, the Vietnam Theater of War will be the first theater to be built, and we're going to do the dedication in November. The park will have a theater of war for each of the wars, and this will be the first one, the Vietnam Theater of War.
Schenck says the project is dear to her heart.
So that we allow our veterans to come to this theater of war in Veterans Park. By the way, it's located on 301, just across the bypass canal, to reflect and honor those that were so deserving.
One of the speakers, Florida Governor Rick Scott, served in the U.S. Navy. He says that he was in New York 10 years ago on September 11, and he knows families who lost a loved one that day.
It's a horrible day in our history. Your heart goes out to the nearly 3,000 people that lost their lives that day, those that are in the tower, those that came to the tower to rescue others. And on top of that, our heart goes out to all those that have lost loved ones in this war on terror. And still today, we lose loved ones because we have individuals in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around the world that are defending our freedom. And then we also know that we have to defend our freedom here right in our country. So I just wanted to say my wife and I both, our solemn prayers that we say for those that have been lost over the last 10 years, and our thankfulness for those that are willing to defend our freedom overseas and in this country, people that every day show up, whether policemen or law enforcement, to defend our livelihood.
Admiral Bill McRaven, commander of United States Special Operations Command at Tampa's MacDill Air Force Base, also attended the ceremony.
Over the past several weeks, I have had the privilege of attending a number of memorial services to honor those 38 brave men killed in a tragic helicopter shootdown in Afghanistan on August 6th. These memorial services were both solemn and inspiring. They were solemn because we lost so many loved ones, but they were inspiring because of the strength of the families and the lessons those families teach us about life after 9/11. While August 6th was not 9/11, the tragedies are nevertheless inextricably linked by the events of that September day, and the courage displayed by the families left behind is indicative of the strength and the resolve and the compassion of this great nation since September 11.
The 9/11 ceremony featured the laying of wreaths on a steel beam from the World Trade Center wreckage. The United States Air Force performed a flyover. Journalist John Wilson says that he's reminded every day about 9/11.
Maybe when you look up in the sky, you hear the engine roar of a mighty jet. It has the flag of the United States on it. Every one of us should pause at that moment and remember where we are and who we are and why we are here. For without that military, without the best fighting force in the world, the United States Armed Forces, we wouldn't be having this moment here. And all these extraordinary men and women in uniform standing around you represent all the first responder units, the police, the fire, the rescue. They all played an incredible part on 9/11. There it is, a KC-135 from the 6th Air Mobility Wing. That's a salute to you.
For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from Tampa.